Kia ora, Tefano, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about this pātai, are rich people greedy, and how this belief might actually be holding you back. Today I want to talk about this belief because I hear it all the time, sometimes out loud, sometimes quietly. Rich people are greedy. And before anyone switches off, let me say this clearly. This episode is not about defending billionaires, exploitation, or inequality. It is about unpacking a belief that can quietly stop you from ever feeling comfortable with money, even if you don't want to be rich, you know? And just before we get started, this actually used to be one of my beliefs, that rich people were greedy, rich people weren't nice, rich people hoarded money, all of the things. And this was one of the beliefs that really had to change for me to be able to start my financial journey, because it's actually not true, and I'm going to really unpack this belief today. The first kind of thing that I wanted to talk about is why this belief actually exists. The idea that rich people are greedy doesn't just come from nowhere. We've seen corporate exploitation, we've seen wealth hoarding, we've seen low wages alongside record profits, systems that favor the few. So when people say rich people are greedy, they're often responding to very real injustice, and that frustration is very valid. that frustration is very valid. But the way this becomes a problem is when we turn it into a blanket identity. Because saying all rich people are greedy is no more accurate than saying all poor people are lazy or all poor people are irresponsible. Both are stereotypes. Both are harmful. And both ignore reality. You know, generalizing wealth is the problem. Because here's the truth. Wealth doesn't create character. It actually just reveals it. Something I talk about a lot is that money amplifies who you already are before you become wealthy. Money is a tool. Some people use money selfishly. Some people use it generously. Some build businesses that employ others. Some invest into their communities. Some people quietly support whānau, causes, charities that you'll never hear about. Just like people with money, some are generous, some are greedy, and most are just trying to live. The issue isn't money, it's behavior. Now, this belief can really stop you from building wealth. And the reason why is because if you have this subconscious belief that rich people are greedy, then you probably will also believe that if you received a lot of money, you would become greedy. And so you're going to self-sabotage any, you know, desires or action to actually build wealth, because you don't want to be seen as greedy. You don't want to be greedy. You don't want to be someone who other people judge because you're now rich and you're therefore greedy. And so if you don't want to be greedy, which most people don't, subconsciously you're going to avoid earning more, you're going to avoid investing, you're going to feel guilty when you succeed, you're going to sabotage your financial progress, and you're going to give money away before you're stable. Not because you're bad with money, but because your values and your financial goals feel in conflict. Your brain is trying to protect your identity. It's like, I am a good person, I'm not greedy. And so you can't have this belief that rich people are greedy whilst also wanting to build wealth, because you don't want to be greedy, right? Now, here's the real thing. It's like, you know, this is such a deep-rooted generalization that really is a barrier for our people to build wealth, because, you know, rich people aren't saying this saying, are they? They're not saying rich people are greedy. It's poor people who say this. People who don't have much money will say rich people are greedy. And it's like a lot of people who don't have money have the desire of having more money, but you can't do that when your values, your morals are like, I'm over here and money is over there and it's very far away. Now, I want to break down the evidence that rich people are not all greedy. Many financially comfortable people, they invest long term rather than consuming endlessly. Now, they can invest into businesses, they can invest into property, they can create resources for our community. As an example, a lot of people really don't like property investors. There's a lot of people who will really judge them, all of the things, right? But there is a need for this. Like, obviously, I understand there are some issues that people, there's real issues of, you know, rental prices and everything like that. However, in saying that, not every single person wants to own their own home. Not every single person wants to have to buy a home when they, say, move cities. Maybe you're doing a six-month stint in Auckland and you literally don't want to buy a house, like, if you're only going to live there for 6 months. And so having rental properties available, it literally provides a solution for that. It means that you can live somewhere and you don't have to buy it. So investors are supporting these types of things. Now, I get that there are a lot of challenges with this, of house prices rising and all of these different things, but I'm just talking about some of the things that financially comfortable people will do. Another one is building businesses that creates jobs, that creating employment, that creating opportunities for people to earn money. A lot of wealthy people also donate consistently to causes that they care about. I actually just finished reading Rich Dad Poor Dad again, and there was a section in there where he talked about giving with absolutely no expectation of receiving. And I think that this is, like, if you read a lot of books about money, a lot of them say this. They talk about giving, they talk about donating, they talk about using your wealth to do good in the world. Now, obviously, not every single rich person thinks like this and behaves like this. However, in my experience of meeting a lot of wealthy people, a lot of them are very generous. A lot of them like to give to others. A lot of them find joy in helping others. And I think that this is just an important thing to talk about. Another thing that a lot of financially comfortable people will do is support their whānau in sustainable ways. So this could be, as an example, I know someone who owns a rental property and they have their child living in the rental property while they're studying, and it means that this person doesn't have to, you know, spend crazy amounts on rent while they're studying, and that's like something that that person is able to use as a resource to support them in their journey. You know, other ways could be helping your whānau go to university, paying, you know, helping them with their student fees. There's like an any number of different things that people with money can do to support whānau in sustainable ways. Another one is that they'll often create things like scholarships for education or community projects. Here's something important. You don't hear about most generous, wealthy people because they don't really, you know, there are some of them obviously that will post about it or share about it or talk about their great donations, but a lot of them don't do it. They don't share it and they don't talk about it. And so there's this whole world of wealthy people. And I just want to actually share one thing too, is I didn't know many financially wealthy people growing up and, you know, as a young adult. And it's only really through my mahi of Māori Millionaire that I've been able to connect with some very wealthy individuals. I'm talking like very, very wealthy people. And I've been shocked and surprised by how generous they are, not only with pūtea, but with connections, with business support, with mentoring, with all of these different things. And obviously, this isn't a generalization for every single wealthy person. I'm not saying that they're all really generous and amazing, but, you know, for the large part, the ones that I've met, they all have something in common, and it's that they want to help other people. And it's not always about giving them money, but through connections, through support. And honestly, connections, you know, can equal money. So it's like, it's still very, very helpful. So, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is a bit of a healthier reframe. So instead of saying or asking, are rich people greedy, we can ask the question, what kind of person do you want to be with money? Because money doesn't change your values. It gives you more ability to act on them. So if you value your whānau, if you value freedom, contribution, choice, stability, health, then having more money gives you more capacity to live those values, not less. So I actually think that it would be a really helpful exercise for you to map out if you had, I don't know, let's just throw random numbers out there. If you made $1 million this year, how would you utilize that money? Where would it go? Who would you help? What, you know, things can you support? What would you do differently if you had $1 million come into your bank account this year? What would you, how would you utilize that putia? Because this actually just gives you an understanding that, like, if you became rich, would you be greedy? Or would you be generous? Would you support others? Would you do all these great things? The other thing I wanted to talk about is that you can want wealth and still be a good person. Wanting financial comfort, stability, or even wealth, it does not make you selfish. In fact, I think it actually is a beautiful, great thing, because if you actually break it down, you having more money means that you can support other people and you don't need their financial support. So, like, you're actually helping people. Wanting options doesn't make you greedy. Wanting security does not make you immoral. Avoiding money because of guilt, you know, of the fear of being seen as greedy, it doesn't help anyone. Learning how to manage money well, invest responsibly, and grow your resources, that's not greed. That's literally, like, incredible. That's kaitiakitanga of your putia. That's literally using your putia and being a good kaitiaki, knowing that when you die, you're not able to take any of this putia. So it's like, how can you be the best kaitiaki of this putia so that you can tautoko your community, your hapuri, in the best ways possible? Money is neutral. It's not good or bad. People can be good or bad. People are complex. These generalizations of rich people are greedy, rich people are wankers, all of the things, those things keep you stuck. You don't need to choose between being a good person and being financially comfortable. I promise you, you can be both. And if you're a good person now, then with more money, your goodness in this world is going to be amplified. Mauri ora. If you're new here, kia ora, I'm Te Kahukura, I'm the host of the Māori Millionaire Podcast. This year I have set an ambitious goal to really grow my podcast and reach as many people as possible, and over the course of January I'm publishing an episode every single day. So if this episode resonated for you, or if you had a bit of an aha moment and you think someone else would find value in this, I would be so grateful if you shared it on your story or if you sent it to a friend. I'm just really trying to grow this podcast this year and to reach as many people as possible and to create value for our people, to move our people forward, to be the light. And yeah, that's my kaupapa. So I would love it if you could tautoko this, or even if you rate the show, give it a comment. Anything helps. I'm so grateful for you all. Have an amazing day, and I will talk to you all again. A pōpō.